Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Brett Beckerman. Today's episode is about a new application that uses smart NRCs to speed up container deployment and solve one aspect of the cold start problem. Imagine you work in a busy office building. Every day you walk down the road, grab a coffee from the local Starbucks, and bring it back to your desk to drink it. Now, imagine all of your coworkers do the exact same thing, each traveling down the road, grabbing a cup, and making their way back. Sounds inefficient, doesn't it? This repetitive, wasteful way of working is exactly what container frameworks do in busy server farms every day. Most image repositories are remote, so every time a container is deployed, it must first be fetched down the street from the repository. This takes time. The latency between the image download and the container launch has become an issue that many are trying to solve. It's part of the cold start problem. We've covered the cold start problem before, so I won't go into too much detail. But if you're interested, check out our article from September 23rd, 2024, titled Application of Proximal Policy Optimization for Resource Orchestration in Serverless Edge Computing. Today, we're looking at a new solution designed to tackle an aspect of the cold start problem. A smart NRC-powered application that reduces container load times by caching and serving image data within a local network. It's almost like your company has opened a coffee shop in the lobby. No more walking down the street. Everything you need is within arm's reach. But before we get into that, let me first clarify what an NRC is for those who are unfamiliar with the topic. An NRC, or Network Interface Card, does exactly what the name suggests. It manages a device's network connection, letting it connect, share resources, and communicate either locally or remotely. A smart NRC goes a step further. It does all of that and more. They are designed to handle high traffic operations, and they come with features like packet processing, load management, and programmable processing units. These units are capable of running custom applications. Traditionally, some networking tasks placed a heavy burden on a server's processing power. With smart NRCs acting as intelligent offload engines, these functions can now be handled directly at the network's interface, freeing up computational power for other critical operations. So why is this important? Well, most solutions to the cold start problem have been tackled at the server level by throwing more CPU and GPU at the problem. But even with this additional power, the server still needs to fetch the images from a remote registry. But what if there was a way we could alleviate the remote fetch each server has to do? What if there was an application that could intercept fetch requests and either serve the required image, or if it doesn't exist, fetch the image, serve it, and store it for future requests? That's exactly what the authors of today's paper set out to build, a smart NRC-based application called AlphaBoot. So how does it work? When a container tries to pull an image via a Docker command, AlphaBoot intercepts the request before it reaches the remote image registry. AlphaBoot checks if the requested image is already present in the smart NRC's local cache. If the image is found, AlphaBoot retrieves it locally and serves it to the requesting container, avoiding the need for an internet download. If the image is not found, AlphaBoot fetches it from the remote registry as usual. However, before passing it to the container, AlphaBoot stores a copy in its cache for future requests. This first pull may still be slow, but every subsequent request will run at local network speeds. Each new pull can be thought of as a system priming step. Once a request has been made, the new image remains cached for all future deployments. The smart NRC handles the heavy lifting, reducing the main server's processing load and freeing up system resources. Speaking of resources, let's take a quick look into the resource use of AlphaBoot. As I mentioned earlier, smart NRCs have the capacity to store and run custom applications like this one. With all this caching, are these systems now sacrificing the other functions of the smart NRC for the sake of load times? To understand that, we need to look into the use of deduplication and eviction methods, two strategies that AlphaBoot is using to optimize data storage within a smart NRC. Deduplication works like this. Instead of keeping full copies of each image, it looks for shared layers between different containers and only stores what's unique. So if multiple containers are using the same base image, like Ubuntu or Alpan, there's no need to waste space by saving it over and over again. But what happens when the cache starts getting full? That's where eviction comes in. Eviction works by automatically clearing out older, less used images to make room for new ones, making sure the most important data is always available. The data optimization not only addresses the latency issue related to the cold start problem, but also improves overall data center efficiency by reducing CPU idle times through faster image retrieval. This minimizes wasted network bandwidth and enhances performance to better scale container deployments. Of course, all of this sounds great in theory, but AlphaBoot's biggest selling point is its transparency. It needs to function seamlessly across different operating environments and transfer protocols. To test this, researchers installed AlphaBoot and pulled four popular container images: Ubuntu, Python, Alpan, and Nginx. They did this with two transfer methods: Secure Copy Protocol, or SCP, and Network File System, or NFS. They then compared the start times to industry averages. Here's what they found. For NFS transfers, Alpan systems showed the best results, with a 92% improvement. Image retrieval times dropped from 1.7 seconds to just over 0.1 seconds. For SCP transfers, the system performed dismally. On even the best performing system, Nginx, AlphaBoot saw a negative 117% improvement. This means that AlphaBoot took the download latency from a baseline of 4.7 seconds to 5.6 seconds. The results showed that while AlphaBoot is a step in the right direction, it's not the one-size-fits-all solution everyone had hoped for. For NFS-based systems, AlphaBoot worked exceptionally well, improving download speeds by over 50% across the board. However, for SCP, encryption overheads and repeated authentication handshakes make caching container images significantly more complex. In terms of storage efficiency, tests showed that AlphaBoot's deduplication and eviction strategies significantly reduced memory usage. For example, a full Python image typically consumes 996 megabytes, while Nginx requires 188 megabytes, and an Ubuntu image takes up 69 megabytes. Without deduplication, storing multiple versions of these images across VMs would quickly add up. Instead, AlphaBoot's caching approach allowed the system to store only 4.98 megabytes per image on average, keeping the Smart NIC's cache lightweight and efficient. Another benefit researchers identified was that AlphaBoot was able to cut network traffic by up to 99.9% in scenarios where multiple virtual machines requested the same container image. This means less congestion in data center networks, lower operational costs for cloud providers, and faster container deployment across multiple virtual machines. While AlphaBoot isn't a perfect fix for every use case, it's a major improvement for many container environments and shows great potential for optimizing large-scale deployments. Unfortunately, there are a few aspects that require improvement. For example, caching container images at the Smart NIC level introduces potential security challenges. In multi-tenant cloud environments, where multiple users share the same physical hardware, image isolation is crucial. If a malicious or compromised image is cached and inadvertently accessed by another virtual machine, it could introduce vulnerabilities or lead to unintended privilege escalation. Systems would need to be put in place to ensure access to image repositories is done only under strict authorization. Looking ahead, the caching system AlphaBoot introduces could be taken even further. Right now, it stores images after they've been requested. But what if it could predict what images are needed before they're requested? AI-driven predictive caching could allow smart NRCs to analyze usage patterns and preload frequently accessed images in advance, eliminating cold start times altogether. Another aspect to consider is further research into storage compression techniques, such as DockerSlim. Systems like this claim that they can reduce container images by up to 30 times without sacrificing functionality. If AlphaBoot were to implement similar strategies, the benefits would extend beyond speed and bandwidth savings. It has the possibility to change the way cloud providers handle containerized applications, making large-scale deployments more efficient than ever before. Alpha Boot is a big step in the right direction for solving issues like server efficiency and the dreaded cold start problem. With more development and improvements to large overhead transfer protocols like SCP, Alpha Boot could be a deadly asset to any fast business. To see the latency comparisons between each image and how they performed against each transfer type, download a copy of the research paper. Today's episode of Journal Club was written and performed by me, Brett Beckerman, with writing support from Malcolm Diggs. It was produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow.